Most colleges aren't really good at both football and basketball, but this year, the University of Oregon is. This in a state better known for its fishing and hiking than for its tackling and dunking. A few months ago, the University of Oregon Ducks finished the football season ranked second in the nation. Tomorrow, Oregon plays Texas in the round of 16 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on a university where students and faculty are trying to balance athletic success and its potential pitfalls.
He sits at a table in the University of Oregon Student Union, strewn before him the tools of finals week: textbooks, notepads, yellow highlighting pens. Sophomore Aaron Helson is prepping for a test in economics.
Well, there's going to be graphing on this one, which is a little bit difficult because we have to match up the monetary policy of the Fed against the output of the United States, the GDP, and see how that affects the aggregate demand and supply, and we have to do that graphically.
Consumed and focused like most students during this finals week, you'd think the last thing Helson would want to talk about is basketball. But in fact, it takes only the slightest nudge to get him going about tomorrow's Oregon versus Texas matchup in the NCAA tournament.
Robert Johnson just had an awesome game this last game we played, and I think he'll really step it up this time. As long as Christofferson doesn't get in too much foul trouble, we should be just fine.
Such breezy confidence belies the fact that the Ducks, in the words of the team's own coach, knocked everyone for a loop this season.
Oregon down quickly. Ridd down the right, goes right to underneath. Lay it up and in to Robert Johnson. UCLA did not get back, and Riddenauer recognized that and went right down the right side underneath to Robert Johnson for his fourth, and Oregon's up by 10.
In recent months, Oregon became only the second school in the last 25 years to win outright both the basketball and football championships in the Pac-10 Conference. Stunningly, a school whose athletic fame traditionally was tied to the solitary sport of distance running has exploded on the national scene in the big two sports, the raucous moneymakers for college athletic departments.
Well, I'd have to say this has been a magical year.
University of Oregon President Dave Frohnmayer says winning teams have brought millions of dollars to the university. National publicity has helped boost enrollment to such an extent that officials plan to limit the number of people coming in. But Frohnmayer, a former state attorney general, also knows the downside when college sports go big time, how high expectations can lead to cheating and breaking the rules.
There's a friend of mine who says, and she's a very highly placed administrator, first you get good, then you get sleazy. We're determined to be good without being sleazy. And frankly, we're determined to be good without the kind of colossal expenditures that can warp university priorities.
University officials say they need to renovate the Ducks football stadium to meet the demand for tickets and to raise more money. But some faculty and students say the current $90 million expansion, adding 12,000 seats and 32 luxury boxes, in fact represents the warped priorities Frohnmayer warns about. Athletic success has fueled other debates as well. There's a proposal to use the school's sports team logo, a big O, in place of the traditional seal on things such as official university documents and stationery. The logo was designed by Oregon-based Nike, a big contributor to both academics and athletics at the university. The seal carries the Latin phrase, "Minds can move mountains." It's the classic sports versus academics battle waged on letterhead. University officials say two of the best safeguards against athletic excess are the men directly in charge, football coach Mike Bellotti and basketball coach Ernie Kent. Kent says the new success and national media attention won't necessarily help him recruit better players.
It's very misleading in some regards because you still have got to go through all the same individual battles. You got to go through all the stuff that's out there, dealing with agents and street people and things like that that you have to deal with in some of these kids. I'm just not going to do that.
So far, the university seems to be keeping its balance during these heady sports days, but the challenges will only mount as the excitement and the scrutiny grow. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Eugene, Oregon.